Jimmy Kimmel says, according to a new ABC News poll, Americans are more hopeful about the future than they've been in 15 years since 2006. Of course, the poll was conducted before we found out Elon Musk is hosting Saturday Night Live. So we'll hope. I can't even get through it. That's hilarious. So we'll see if it holds up. Why don't you just redo the joke, John? Because it's fun when I laugh. You laugh. You're laughing with me. Come on, Fallon. Of course, we're feeling good. We have vaccines in our arms, stimulus checks in our pockets, and hot sauce in our goldfish. I'm still not over the Elon Musk thing. People are mad about that. Boy, Jimmy Fallon. According to polls, the last time we were close to being this optimistic was 2006. I'm not surprised. That was when Tom Hanks brought back the mullet. Fallon, that's right. 64% are feeling optimistic, while the other 36% had a rough weekend at the Kentucky Derby. Michael Che was on Seth Meyers talking about Colin Jost. Seth said, it's amazing how willing Jost is to take chances, considering he's only ever in his life landed on his feet. Che said, I guess that's why he takes chances. What's the worst that can happen? I mess up and marry Scarlett Johansson? Che then compares Jost to the animaniac's baby who's always putting herself in peril. This sparks something in Myers, who says, Baby Jost! For the first 5 years on the show, that's what a lot of people called him, Baby Jost. That's hilarious. From the laugh button, so it turns out Lewis Black and Marc Maron are distant cousins. Lewis Black went on this PBS show. It's called Finding Your Roots, and you go on there and you find out who else you're related to. Host Henry Louis Gates told Lewis Black, you and Marc Maron share DNA on 7 different chromosomes. So that means you share at least one distant ancestor in your family trees and probably multiple ancestors on your family trees. Lewis Black said, that's perfect. From Vulture, Chris Gethard's out hawking Chris Gethard Half My Life. That's his new special. It's described as part stand-up special, part tour doc. And Gethard performs sets at venues like a 9 a.m. pancake breakfast and Gatorland. About the Gatorland show, he said, I almost get killed and eaten at the end. I'm pretty sure this is the only comedy special in history that can claim that. Time out. Regular listeners know I did a full episode about comedy during the Roman Empire. Pretty sure some comedians were killed. I'm sorry the gator scared you, but some people are actually killed for not being funny there, Chris Gethard. Gethard hopes Half My Life will highlight grimy venues that support underground comedy. It'll be out on video on June 1st. The comedy album will be on June 4th with a proper album release. So maybe he can win a Grammy with a proper album release. For those of you wondering why I'm getting snarky all of a sudden, one of my pet peeves is every year the Grammy-nominated albums are not really albums. They're really Netflix specials that they, like, put 2 copies out on audio vinyl and put them in a store in Portland to make them count as albums, and I think they're scamming the system. But Chris Gethard, despite not really being almost killed by a gator, he has a proper album coming out June 4th. Thus, I want him to be Grammy-nominated for supporting the craft. I'm trying to go quick here. Not only am I in the basement podcast studio, it's also the basement gymnasium, and the wife is like looking to use the treadmill, and I'm talking to myself about comedy, so I'm going to hurry up here. From Collider, Girls 5 Eva. That's a new Tina Fey jam out on Peacock today. Collider reviewed it saying, in what might be the last golden era of mass culture pop music, think late 90s, early 2000s, Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys. Well, during that time period, a girl group scores a hit before disbanding. Now in the present day, 4 of the remaining members find a surprising path to reunion and success, but must balance the pressures and perils of pop stardom with the oft-fraught transitions into adulthood the women have since taken. Oh, and throughout it all, there's like 900 jokes per minute, which is mostly great. All right, that sounds pretty good. Sounds like a good premise. Sounds pretty funny. Collider continues, Girls 5 Eva takes advantage of its streaming platform to take however the heck long it wants per episode. Every single one watched for review is over the network model of 22 minutes. Some of them push past the 30-minute mark. Collider says this is wholly and consistently to the show's detriment. Wow. The entire spate of episodes is rhythmically out of whack, with strange editing and coverage choices seeming to cover up potholes, and I checked here, it says potholes, not plot holes, while joke tags regularly go 1 or 2 specifics past what is needed to hit a punchy, intuitive feeling pace. Interesting. No darlings have been killed in the editing of this show, making the show less darling overall. The overall filmmaking is one area I wish stuck more stringently to that Tina Fey assembly line approach. Wow. Grade B- again, Girls 5 Eva on Peacock now. Apple has announced a 10-episode original comedy. It's called Mr. Corman, and it stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mr. Corman follows the days and nights of Josh Corman, who's played by Gordon-Levitt. He's an artist at heart, but not by trade. A career in music hasn't panned out, and he teaches fifth grade at a public school in the San Fernando Valley. His ex-fiancée Megan has moved out, and his high school buddy Victor has moved in. He knows he has a lot to be thankful for, but finds himself struggling nevertheless through anxiety, loneliness, and a sinking suspicion that he sucks as a person. Apple says, darkly funny, oddly beautiful, and deeply heartfelt, this relatable dramedy speaks for our contemporary generation of 30-somethings, rich with good intentions, poor with student loans, and yearning to become real grown-ups sometime before the day they die. Did you vote yet? For Comedy's Top Dog Late Night Edition, it's Stephen Colbert versus Trevor Noah. Go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Find the little graphic that I made with the two of them kind of hanging out together, dressed the same. And you tell me, is it Stephen Colbert or Trevor Noah? Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Brian Baumgartner, you know him as Kevin from The Office. He spoke to Podcast Business Journal, your home for comedy news. They asked, are you a fan of The Office, ladies? Brian said, I think they did a great job. It wasn't specifically what I was interested in doing. I don't know if he said it in the tone that I'm saying. I might be adding some editorial here. I think they handled it really well and tell great stories. I'm a big fan of both of them, obviously. When I started, my hope was that they would be as supportive of me as I of them. But it's a totally different show. I might have laid it on there. He might have just said, I think they did a great job. Who knows? The PBJ said, you sound a lot different in person than on The Office. Was it hard to find the specific voice for Kevin, and was it hard to let that go when you're off camera? Brian said, it became an exploration from the start of the show and what they were looking for and how Kevin fit into The Office and how he was different from Keith in the British version. There's something that gradually came about. I feel like Kevin was very shy in front of the camera, and then they were introduced in The Office as he became more comfortable with them being around. More of his true personality came out. That's smart. That's smart acting there. Podcast Business Journal said, what have you learned that surprised you from most of your friends? Brian said, it's not intended to be a book report. What my recollection isn't more important than anybody else's. It's an oral history, and people remember things differently. There were things that happened on behind-the-scenes network-level stuff that I never knew before. At one point, NBC was having some budgetary issues, and they wanted to cut people from the show. Steve Carell stepped in and told them, no, you're not going to do that. PBJ said, it sounds like you're saying you might have saved your job. Brian said, well, I don't know if it was mine or whose it would have been, but I was told very specifically about it by Michael Shore and Paul Lieberstein, and they were in the room when it happened. From Indy 100, New Zealand comedian Tim Batt is already popular overseas. Now he's being noticed in the U.S. He's got a bit from November of 2020 where he makes fun of the U.S. healthcare system. You go, Tim Batt. Tim says, Grand Theft Auto is a game based on you murdering people and stealing property, but in GTA, if you get too injured, the game will put you in a nearby hospital, patch you up, take 5% of your income, and put you back on the street in full health. In real America, if you get hospitalized, the hospital will probably get you addicted to painkillers and then take you to court for every cent you're worth. Amen, brother. That is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do, buymeacoffee.com. The ice has melted, so I need a new one. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. This is an iced coffee with butter pecan and milk, except the ice is melted, so I need a new one. Support me. Support the show. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.